First, businesses owned by women and people of color tend to be smaller and of a younger tenure than businesses overall. Not surprisingly, early stage businesses and small businesses tend to be less resilient in times of economic stress. Second, women and minority-owned businesses predominantly lie within the business sectors that have lower barriers to entry, which also happen to be the same business sectors that were hardest hit during the initial months of the pandemic, including our food services and personal services such as hair salons. Third, data shows that women have, in general, bore an uneven burden relative to the care of school-aged children and older adults who have needed additional care and attention during the pandemic.